last glimpse of Rameau is of an elderly man, worn down with years of verbal combat with his critics. A contemporary described a scene of the tired composer on his daily walk through the Tuileries, looking sad and lost in thought. Rameau's letters from the time lament what he felt was a loss of creativity and state that he was conserving his energy so that he could work on theatrical projects. And this he did, for in the last years of his life, he managed to compose his two most original operas. The last, Les Boréades, was composed when he was in his 80s. Les Boréades was being rehearsed in the court of Choisy when the great composer died. The performance was abandoned, and another opera was performed in its place. There are theories that the performers were finding the music difficult, or that factions of the court were fighting over the opera. Another theory is that behind that mythological plot was some subversive messages. The opera had to wait 250 years until it was performed. There is some beautiful music in Les Boréades. Rameau was in a creative and experimental mood, perhaps ceasing to care about the conventions of courtly music at the time. A particularly serene moment is the dance in which the muse Polyhymna makes her entrance. Descending melodic lines in the bassoon are echoed in the string parts in an elegant dance that remains graceful and serene throughout. The entrance of Polyhymna from Rameau's La Boréade is played here by Pygmalion and Raphael Fisson.
Thank you.
That was Rameau's entry of Polyhymnia from his opera La Boréade, and it was played by Pygmalion with Raphael Frisson. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.